are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
He's behind it. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
We are on, and we are late. I apologize. That was my fault. This is going to be like the flu game, the Jordan flu game. Just got back from Disney. Pretty sure I've got strep throat or COVID, something incoming. I just feel like shit. But that's not going to stop the train of the College Baseball Insiders. Quentin, Smitty, thanks for holding it down. Let's dive into week 9. How are y'all boys doing this fine evening?
It's good. I got a couple Thursday nights in play. Auburn battled back to tie it here in the fifth. I've got that. I'll keep the live scores there. And then Florida State just closed leg one of the two-leg parlay. So I'll tell you, I've been in a slump the last 2 weeks. I hope it's over because, I don't know, it might be worse than the flu.
Wait, you mean Kentucky is human after all?
Yes.
It's 4-4. Look at that. I took them plus 148. Can't remember what number you posted. It's pretty good.
Who, Auburn?
Yeah.
I got him. I should have weighed it. I got him at 130. So you got a way better number than me.
Smitty, did you get a Kentucky shirt while I was away?
I did not. Big letdown in the middle of the week from them. So we'll see. You know, I know it's always great when you wake up in the morning. It's like 6 a.m. and Q's already talking about Auburn's going to like take the series and we start trash talking back and forth. I'm trying to brush my teeth and I'm like, Auburn stinks. I'm like, don't worry about it. So, you know, it's
starts the day off well.
Oh, it does. I mean, talking college baseball at like 5:57, 5:58, it's like TBS time. You know, Andy Griffin's going to come on soon, and it's fantastic. So, no, man, I'm glad to have you back. It's good. I mean, yeah, we held it down. It was like old times, just me and Q doing a show, and it was fantastic. But it's good to have our guy in the middle back on this show. So, welcome back, Matt. Hopefully.
Well, this poor soul, actually, it sounds like he did it the right way. The wife and kids are headed to Disney. You're going to stay back, I'm assuming, by that remark. Thanks for tuning in. That's probably off the books for me. I'm probably going to be forced to go there. But Hard Rock Bets, they made it easier. Thankfully, Florida has some legalized sports gambling, and they had pretty fair odds, in my opinion, for college baseball. So that was good.
Did they have a huge slate, or were you limited?
The only ones, I felt like I was constantly looking for Georgia. They didn't post a lot of Georgia.
Of course, the state of Florida is not going to support anything and happen.
And then there was another
Georgia kicking their butt in football, so they're just
yeah.
I can't remember what the other series was. I couldn't get it.
What's I mean, it's on par with DraftKings though. You look for what they should have, and they don't have it. So.
There we go.
Masters week.
Piling in.
I like it.
Hey, I had three bets. I had Justin Thomas, Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler. And I feel pretty good sitting at how
it's. Oh, Auburn throws a guy out the plate. This is night's getting better.
Nice. Anyways, okay. Moving on to that, Kentucky Auburn. This is why we bet Auburn. Plus 148 or plus 130, whatever number you got it at. The projections still are not buying this Kentucky Wildcats team. Auburn,
Foles.
I think it was Peyton Stovall, the second baseman for Arkansas. He said it best. You know, the SEC is really good. I mean, it's hard to sweep, especially on the road. Arkansas is one of their conference wins. They have two. I can't remember who the second one was. Was it Tennessee? Last weekend, they got one, but this Auburn team is better than a 2-10 conference record. And I think Kentucky is not as good as their 11-1 conference record. The balance is going to settle. And I feel like it's going to settle in the plains of Auburn this weekend. I think Auburn picks up the win tonight. I think Kentucky wins tomorrow with Dominic Neiman on the mound versus Chase Alsip, who's kind of hit or miss. And then TBA on Auburn, I've got Will Cannon. He was their third game starter last weekend versus Mason Moore. Look, Kentucky stats look great as far as their pitching is concerned. I'm just not buying them yet. I mean, they 64 strength of schedule. That's getting better. But I think I sent it in our group chat with Noah and the boys. Who have they beaten? They beat
not really anybody.
Missouri. They beat Alabama, which was their most impressive sweep.
Yeah, but then Alabama's dropping off too. So what's that really kind of entail? And then you look at Georgia. Georgia's, I mean, they're throwing Millsy, Grissom, and Smitty out on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, no disrespect to them. They can hit the ball, but outside of that, if you can throw well and keep their offense at bay, they're not that great of a team, in my opinion.
I agree. Smitty, you're quiet tonight. What do you think?
I'm never quiet. Now, hey, listen, I like this Kentucky team. So I'm going to be the guy I'm the Vanderbilt fan. I'm the Kentucky fan on this show, and you guys don't think highly of them. So I'm going to stay with Kentucky here. I think Kentucky's going to take this two and one this series.
We'll get into the predictions shortly.
Well, when you're the champ, you can say whenever you want.
I'll say this. I don't think Kentucky's bad. I think they're worse than their record is, just to end it. And I think you're going to see the true Kentucky in the next 3 weeks, because I think after this Auburn series, like, it's a gauntlet. And yeah, he was.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They got to play. And listen, I refuse, and we'll get into it, but I refuse to think Florida is as bad as a 17-14 record. I don't know. I could be denying myself, but I think they're better than their record. I think LSU's slightly better than their record. Like, I just think they're one of these teams, and we talked about it last week, Matt. One or two of these SEC teams are going to bounce back and get hot. And unfortunately, that's who Kentucky has to play remaining left in their schedule.
Let's talk about the Florida Gators. I even switched up the color scheme here for the Florida Gators.
We need something, man. To
change up the juju here. Whatever side of SC I'm on, the opposite happens. Field betting, that team is cursed. South Carolina, yes. I don't think I've won a bet with South Carolina dating back to their series, I think, with Ole Miss to start conference play. Ole Miss beat them. I did not see that. I'm pretty sure Q sold his Gator boots. I don't think he has boots to shake in anymore, Ron Burgundy. The record is real. 17-15, 6-6 in conference play. They're still better than LSU right now, which I don't know if that's saying much, but win probability here has South Carolina. There's some discrepancies there. We're trying to work through them, which is kind of part of our announcement tonight. South Carolina, I don't know. Which Florida team are you going to get? I feel like that's going to tell us exactly what South Carolina is. This series will go Florida, South Carolina, Florida. It should, but is Ty good, that good? We don't know. I mean, the 1.93 ERA looks good, but he hasn't been a starter. He hadn't been part of this weekend rotation all season long. I'm assuming he's had a lot of relief work, but I don't know. Q, what are you thinking?
I think I'm on par with Ron, and I hate to do that because – I feel like I'm on this show and defending Florida so much, and they let me down more so on midweeks than anything. I thought, you know, 6-6 weekend, still not terrible in the SEC at this point. But man, if you get the A&M and the Mississippi State, Florida, like, it's a dangerous team. If you get the, you know, any other team that they've put out there, you get the club team, it's going to be rough. But I'll say this. I would imagine Florida's mentality is do or die here. I think they get it done. I personally think whoever had this series as the home series would benefit the most. So I think if it was in South Carolina, then the series would go to the Gamecocks. But I think Florida being at home, you know, getting smoked by Florida State, I think they'll get their mind right. Liam Peterson, he's TBA. I think that's just based on South Carolina's ability to hit the home run ball. Liam hangs a lot of pitches. So let's just take that out of the equation. You know, Jack, he was due for a bad outing at some point. He was near perfect up until last weekend, so I think he'll bounce back. And, You know, Neely pitched a little better next weekend against, you know, yeah, we could say a lackluster Missouri offense, but he's starting to get in a rhythm here as a starter to be his third straight week. So I think he kind of builds on that. And, you know, South Carolina is strikeout heavy. They do get Cole Messina back. Is he 100%? Who knows? I think Florida will be able to hit South Carolina pitching. I think Florida gets it done. But to say, like, I'm extremely confident, I think flipping a coin, I'm a little more confident in hitting heads at this point.
Ooh, Noah. I feel like everyone forgets how lucky Florida was to win a game in each LSU and Texas A&M.
Well, there's luck in baseball. If Pearson in left field doesn't jump and catch a snow cone catch from Wyatt Lang for Florida's the national champions, that's just luck. Just how it goes.
Oh, Smitty, break up the Gator love.
Well, you know, I've been on this Gators team too, and when you put it in the guide, they're going to be national champ. you kind of look foolish. You know, I look at trends. I like that. South Carolina's 5-5 last 10. They're on a 2-game winning streak. You have Florida 4-6 last 10 coming in this. They've lost four in a row. Midweek game against Florida State again just was ugly. But, you know, we talked on the show Monday, and myself and Q, we said life support. There's a lot of teams on life support this week. And I think this is one of the teams that's on life support. So, but the starting pitching, Q said on the show Monday, they did well. Neely did well. Peterson had a good outing. When's the offense going to wake up? They got to get more consistent hitting here. So, and then you look at Jones's last start for South Carolina, 2 2/3, 8 hits, 7 earned runs, only 4 strikeouts. Could this be the weekend that Florida finally finds the offense? I think it is. I'll hold off until what they do for the weekend, but I think Florida's going to be okay this weekend.
Noah said you shouldn't gamble on luck. And I don't feel like we do. I feel like a lot of our approach to handicapping is analytical. Sometimes the numbers back you up a little bit more than what they probably should. But I mean, I feel like we get it wrong a lot with kind of like with this Kentucky team. The numbers say that Kentucky should fall back down to earth, and they haven't yet. They just continue to prove us wrong. So on the flip side of that, I mean, you look at Brandon Neely, Sierra, you look at Jack Caglione, Sierra at 374, like these guys are performing. They're just not plating wins or plating enough runs to win. I mean, nobody saw Missouri sweeping Florida. That
there wasn't a single person in America that had a ticket on a 3-0 sweep.
That would have been insane.
But I also think, and I'm not saying that.
I appreciate that. No. Like,
it's not all objective data with what we do. And the biggest difference between college baseball and Major League Baseball is these kids still play for something. So, like, there is something to, you know, home field advantage in college baseball or momentum, you know, kind of that life support. And in Major League, they're getting a check. They don't care. They're by the fourth inning, if they're down 4, they're looking to tomorrow or what the dinner reservation is. That's not how college baseball is. And so I think not only do we look at data, but I think we do a good job of understanding spots. And spots is, you know, what are they, do they need to win? Do they, you know, is this a rivalry? Is this a, you know, they're competing for this? Is certain guys starting, you know, there's so many different spots that you can create. I think that's the difference between college and MLB. And we do a good job of doing the analytical side, but also understanding what those spots are.
And guess what? That's why we tune in every day and every weekend, because that's sports.
Yeah.
Teams pull upsets. Teams go on streaks in a good way and in a bad way. And that's what sports are.
But to be fair, Florida has disappointed, especially this year.
For sure.
And there's number 2 strength schedule. I think there's something at play there too, because 17 wins against, you know, the number 2 strength schedule versus, say, for instance, I keep going back to Kentucky or a Texas A&M who's outside of the top 50. Like, are they good or do they just play bad competition? TBD or TBA, if we want to stick to what Clemson and NC State's doing this weekend. All right, top 6 matchup here, Vandy, Texas A&M down in College Station. A&M. This one feels fishy. 63% win probability for A&M, minus 190. Vanderbilt gets one of these, right? Like, surely Vandy can't be plus 145 in all three games. Does Vandy get one, and which one would you say that they get? Because Prager's been money. I don't think they get it Friday night.
I think A&M wins Friday. I think it goes A&M, Vandy, A&M, because low key, man, Justin Lampkin's thrown a hell of a job on Sundays, and he doesn't get enough credit. And then Grayson Carter's kind of been rocked. You know, he's susceptible to the home run ball. Actually, Vanderbilt, and it seems like all their pitchers can give up some home runs. So I wouldn't say it's, I mean, I don't think it's fishy. What I think A&M wins it. I think being at home is a huge advantage. Listen, Vanderbilt went on the road last week, regardless of how good or bad LSU is, and they took the series. They swept at Alex Box Stadium. They have to go back on the road. Like,
they lost game one.
Lost game one. I'm sorry. That's right.
Yeah.
Took 2 of 3, and now you have to go back on the road. Like, it's not like, all right, we survived Alex Box, Baton Rouge, we get to come home now to Nashville. That's not how it is. It's back on the plane, going to another hostile environment. I mean, A&M right now, you know, maybe their stadium's not as loud as maybe Alex Box, but they're having a hell of a season, and those Aggie fans are second to none, especially in the state of Texas. You know, that's a hard place. That's a Texas A&M team with a great coach. You know, they're just firing on all cylinders right now. I think A&M gets it. I mean, they're better right now in all facets.
Yeah. Smitty?
Yeah, both teams, you know, last 10, 7-3, Vanderbilt, 9-1, Texas A&M. Texas A&M's on a 6-game home winning streak. It's a very good team at home. I'm high on this Vandy team. I like teams that just, they pitch, they play defense. I think it's going to be a tough spot for Vandy, though. I'm still kicking myself. I should have taken them last weekend in that series against LSU. But I think this can be, what a great matchup. I mean, this great college baseball, these are one of the two top teams in the country. I think it's going to be a very close series. Home field could play a little big factor into this one, but it's going to be competitive.
All right, moving down the road to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It's the Battle of the Red A's. And just, I want everybody to take notice, because anytime I wear my Arkansas baseball hat with that A on it, they're like, oh yeah, Roll Tide. And I'm like, no. Italicized matters, okay? So I feel like whoever wins a series should have to change it. I get Alabama's A is like their trademark, you know, kind of like the Atlanta Braves, but Arkansas's not italicized. Let's get that straight, please. Everybody know this.
It's a different
font. Anyways, number one, Arkansas takes on number 25, Alabama. Man, Bama started so hot, and then they just kind of fell off here lately. Ben Hess's numbers are still really good. Greg Ferone's numbers aren't bad. I feel like their day three starters just kind of bounced around between Zane Adams and Hagen Banks. They've got guys, but they're facing an Arkansas team that I have to admit, I mean, to be sitting at 11-1 in conference play, I feel like that's really good. Granted, we probably should be 12-0 because we shouldn't have lost that game to Auburn. We were up, but it happens. I don't know that Alabama has enough to beat Arkansas in a series, much less in a single game, because I feel like if they do, their best chance is with Ben Hess. And he's going to throw opposite of Hagen Smith. And I don't see Hagen Smith giving up a game. I mean, please, y'all, talk me out of this. Like, the odds look just incredibly dumb at minus 270. They got up to, what, minus 410 last week with Hagen Smith going against Ole Miss, which I get to an extent. But, like, this is getting out of hand. Is Arkansas that good, or do you think that they're due for a letdown? Smitty, I'll let you start because I've kind of kept you quiet this whole show.
I know. I'm so quiet here, sitting in the corner. Nobody put Smitty in the corner. All right. Hey, good scoring margin here with this Arkansas team here. You know, 10 in a row. you know, Alabama's scuffling a little bit. 4-6 last 10. They're in a four-game losing streak here. They've lost two at home. Here's the thing that I looked at. Last week they played Kentucky. They got outscored 22-5. They scored 0-1-4. So they couldn't score against Kentucky. What are they going to do against Arkansas? Good luck.
Succinct. Q.
I think Arkansas goes for the third straight sweep. I just can't see Alabama getting one from the pitching matchups. I would, you know, sometimes I sit there and I say I wouldn't be surprised if a team gets one here. I would absolutely be surprised if Alabama gets one here. The odds of the matchup set up, I can't see it. I mean, Hagan Smith kind of had a bad outing last week against Ole Miss. I think he bounces back. Molina, Tigert. I mean, Tigert started a little slow. I think he's starting to catch his stride. And, I mean, to be honest, I can't really recall Molina having a bad start either.
We're just so deep.
And then if one of them's having a bad inning, you just go to Will McIntyre, and it's like a fourth number one.
That is, we're talking Masters. Scotty only loses.
Hey, you should have put a little. And I agree. Some magnolias around it.
I feel like I'm gonna go mix an azalea drink when I get off the air.
That's good for that sore throat. That's good.
I just drink alcohol. That'll kill anything in your throat. I don't know. The depth of Arkansas is just insanely good, and I keep going back like advanced analytics, but even the ERA, if that's all you want to look at, 2.75 ERA for a team, a 3.72 xFIP and a 2.06 Sierra. Like, it is just insane how deep we are. Stick to the Camus. That is a great cab. If anybody drinks wine, Sean, thank you. You got me hooked on
it. I want to know when the last time a team in the SEC has swept three straight series. It's got to be probably either the Tennessee team in 21.
Probably the first time that Missouri came into the league. Because anybody that starts with them, probably are in good shape, except Florida. NC State taking on number. I'm sorry. I love you.
I had to fire back. We'll be watching the same teams at the bar, so.
NC State taking on Clemson. Is Clemson good? I don't know. The pitching, the numbers, man, the pitching numbers just don't look great. They are really good offensively. NC State, this has been a team that I feel like Dom Fritton has been there since 2018 when they beat Arkansas. That may have been 2021. When they beat Arkansas in the 21. So that would make sense. That's not outlandish.
Pretty sure he started as a true freshman in Omaha and threw like seven innings, one run.
The team of destiny that probably should have beaten Vandy, but they got screwed. Anyways, I don't think they're the team of destiny anymore. I think Clemson is legit. I kind of like a Clemson Arkansas moneyline parlay. The problem is I don't know who Clemson is starting. They've kind of bounced around on guys. I've actually somebody with Tigers sent Tigers Twitter network sent me a DM. Thank you for that. There's rumblings that Aiden Nack is actually going to get the Friday night start. So that would be pretty big for him, especially with the 2.58 ERA. So if Nack gets the start,
what's up with Billy Barlow?
I don't know. He kind of fell off. His stats haven't been good.
Yeah. I NC State's fraudulent. They started hot. I called him in the guide as kind of being a fraudulent team, middle of the row in the ACC, and we're starting to see that.
Smitty.
Yeah, NC State, you know, 4-6 last 10. A big number that stepped out, you know, five losses in a row. Now, three of their last games have been one-run games. So they're losing by one run. So they're in these games. So that's one thing. But that ERA, man, I'm old school. That's 7.42 ERA. Ooh, that's not good. That's not good.
No, yeah, seven ERA is not good.
No, that's not good. But, you know, you look at those tight losses. I mean, but, yeah, Clemson's a lot better program. I think NC State's in some trouble this weekend.
All right. A team that is in deep trouble.
18-2, Clemson 2 at home.
fall of grace, the LSU Tigers have now catapulted their way outside of the top 25 with a 37% win probability against Tennessee, who is TBA for their Friday night guy. They're going to take on Gage Jump, 285 Sierra. The transfer from UCLA has been solid. Luke Holman is obviously the ace, though. He's going to go up against Drew Beam to try to take this series. I don't know if LSU's going to do it, though. I mean, I remember Tennessee's MO last year was that they couldn't win outside of Lindsey Nelson. This Tennessee team is good, and I don't know if we're going to get Billy Amick back this week. A.J. Russell's still, I think, beat up, but assuming A.J. Causey goes, which I don't really know why he wouldn't, I think LSU is looking at another series loss in the SEC.
Anybody in the bullpen have answers to AJ Causey or rumblings of who's getting the start? Please chime in. Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, LSU's
John,
going
ahead. James, Jim, I know you know.
LSU's going to win a SEC series at some point. I just can't see them not. They have too much talent on their team. Gage, I mean, their first two pitchers are, you know, any team in the country, I think, would take either of them. I was kind of coming into the season, I had Tennessee as, you know, offensive question marks. Pitching wasn't an issue. Man, they're proving me wrong. I mean, Blake Burke, I trashed him, you know, early on, especially last year, had a lot of Ks. Kind of hit or miss. And then, you know, he's, I think, got a 23 or 24 game hit streak. He's just murdering the ball, hitting high threes, you know. And it, last week, for them to be able to do it without Billy Amick, just preaches to the explosiveness that they have without him. I think this is going to be another onslaught. Tennessee, I mean, small ballpark, they're just going to smoke the ball, essentially. I mean, until Tennessee loses, you got to keep riding the balls, as disgusting as that sounds.
Keep riding the balls, said Clinton. Smitty.
Yeah, I think Tennessee, I think the last two Fridays they've lost. So let's get off to a good start tomorrow on this. But this is a good team, 7-3 last 10. LSU struggling, 3-7 last 10. They've lost four straight on the road. And Tennessee right now, the last three games, they've scored 12, 19, and 20 runs. So they're hitting the ball right now. So I think it's a tough spot. I like this Tennessee team. I think they're in good shape this weekend.
All right. I don't know how this one made the board. I'm going to blame me being gone. Texas Tech Red Raiders take on TCU.
There was nothing better.
You know what it is? Because everybody likes offense. This offense, is like offense,
the battle of the shiniest turd in Texas right here.
There was like five good series and then a massive drop-offs.
Have a Manhattan. Oh, well, Manhattan, Kansas, the little apple.
That's that it.
Kansas State.
You know, I put this series on there. I actually put some thought into it, Grissom. These two teams are on life support. If you actually showed up last show, instead of being a spectator, you would have known that.
Peyton,
I have no room to talk. I've missed multiple shows.
That was the theme of the Monday show, the life support.
I mean, it's got to be Peyton Tully and the Horned Frogs in game one, right? Here's the thing. Have a Manhattan.
There's no gotta be
have
in this.
Azalea.
It's for the these two teams. There's no gotta be because it's a coin flip. What
or
team
have
shows
a
push
lot for Texas Tech in Lubbock because there's nothing out there. The stats in Lubbock are always going to be terrible, though. Like, their pitchers don't look good, but they're throwing in 40 mile per hour winds in the freaking desert. So, I don't know. I think this is going to be a very tightly contested series. TCU's got to get right, though. Like, you can't lose this series in Fort Worth.
Well, I mean, Texas A&M's on a five-game win streak. They've turned it around. At some point, you would think TCU does.
Texas Tech?
Seven-game win streak. Hey, Matt, I said this on Monday. I think Q enjoyed this. I think every series should be at Texas Tech. They should have a home game. Every game should be home. When you have 40-mile-per-hour winds, that's entertainment right there. That's
backyard baseball.
Ryan Hyatt, the Texas Tech great, you know, giving me info and giving me wind. When you wake up and there's a weather, I'm getting weather information at Texas Tech early in the morning. Oh, love it. That's fantastic. Life's so good.
All right.
Can I just say over? Keep an eye on the over. Yeah. I know it's not all there, right, but over.
Again. I was thinking of my next transition from the shiniest turd in Texas to the shiniest turd in Mississippi. We have Mississippi State taking on Ole Miss. This is a 50-50 coin flip game. I don't like either one of these teams. Stats would say Mississippi State plus 110 says fishy. Or are the Bulldogs good value here getting plus 110? Are you betting this, Q? Smitty? Well,
I had to do the pick 'em. So I chose Mississippi State in the 11.7. The numbers, man, they support Mississippi State not only analytically this season. You know, you're obviously getting a plus number, which is good. But, shit, I think over the past, like, 15 matchups, Mississippi State's won two-thirds of them. They've won every series since, like, 2017 on the road as well as at home. And I don't know, man. I think this Mississippi State team's got something to them. I think they could be a problem, you know, as a two seed somewhere in the tournament. Ole Miss, I just don't see it. I mean, they don't really have anybody flashy. And then when you look at Mississippi State, they, you know, they're kind of, they've got that edge. Obviously, we saw that, you know, with their catcher last week. Obviously, it was uncalled for, but it just shows like they're into the games. Dakota Jordan, you know, Hunter Hines, they got that shortstop, the speedy kid with 18 different braces from the left and right side. They're kind of a team that's got that dog right now, and they're gritty, and I think they take it to the I don't even know what they are now. Are they the Land Sharks or the Hottie Totties, whatever they are? Can't even come up with a team name. Rebels. I don't know. I hate
Smitty.
Rebels. Smitty. We say Rebels. All right. Yeah, I'm going to go with Q here too. I like Mississippi State here. Just, you know, you look, good defensive team, 5-5 last 10. Ole Miss is, I think, lost 7 in a row, 3 at home. Maddox, Doyle didn't throw fantastic last weekend. Mississippi State's, I just think, a better team. So, I mean, I'm going to hold off on my prediction, but I think Mississippi State's going to be okay.
All right. One that I'm really excited about covering.
See, I told you that on Monday, Q, that I knew he'd be excited.
Why don't you give me shit for this one, too? This isn't a high profile.
Yeah.
Every game that USC or Oregon is in is a high profile game.
Wow.
In college football.
I do like the throwback logo you used, though. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. I always try to go with the baseball logos. They're just better.
I like it.
Because it's baseball.
In honor of Southern Cal, little OJ.
Yeah. Rest in peace, O.J. Simpson. You know, we talked about this at dinner. My wife said, I hope that he left a note just confessing that I did it.
Zero chance. He's figured it out. He's convinced himself that he didn't do it. I do hope. I hope his hearse is a 93 white Ford Bronco.
That would be cool.
On the freeway.
Anyways, now I feel like you've talked me into a USC bet just out of that. But these are two teams that I kind of took a flyer on. Noah, you're slacking on the updates there, Q.
Jesus, I was trying to pay attention. Yeah. That's not good.
Okay, these are two teams that I bet kind of a little pizza money on to win the Pac-12. And here we are, 9-5, 8-4 in conference play. I think Oregon State is, 8-4? 9-4, something. I mean, they're all kind of right there, bottleneck together. Caden Aoki's pitching a lot better. I don't have confirmed pitching this for the rotation, but assuming that Aoki's back in his starting role of the Friday night ace, RJ Gordon on the opposite side, I feel like USC's getting a little undervalued here with 44% win probability. Don't know what that implied probability is, but I feel like it's not as bad as plus 154. So if I can get 1.5 on the run line with USC, I'm probably going to back the Trojans here. Q, what do you think about this one? I know you can't wait to talk Pac-12 baseball for one more season.
Well, I hope you don't bet on that Southern Cal team because OJ robbed people in Vegas. You'll get robbed by him and the Southern Cal Trojans this weekend. I do think Oregon is a little overpriced. I don't know why they would. I guess maybe because they've been kind of hot right now. It's at home. I think this number should be kind of in the 150 range. But RJ Gordon's looked really well. I spoke on Oregon. They're kind of turning things around. You know, they're starting to find the game offensively. Their pitching was there for most of the season. They just couldn't hit. They're starting to get that back. And then Eugene's a tough place to play. People forget that that program didn't have baseball from like 02 to 2017 or something like that. You know, that they're kind of getting back into the sport. The fan base is starting to come back. It's, we saw that against Oral Roberts. It's a tough place for Southern Cal to have to go to. Southern Cal's offense, I think, is their problem, and that's the difference in the series. I think pitching kind of washes themselves out, but Oregon's got the better bats.
Smitty.
Yeah, both teams 8-2 last 10. USC's playing good baseball right now, 5-5 on the road. I think that's going to be the difference maker. We talked about that on the show on Monday. It's a tough place to play. The environment's going to be rocking. I think Oregon's a better team than USC.
I think every game should them should be considered on the road since they travel like 2.5 hours to go play.
That's true.
You got to give them credit, though. They are playing a lot better baseball.
Oh, yeah. Well, the
I joked about USC, too, with Matt about, you know, Matt was talking about them earlier in the season and everything. They are playing really well right now, but it's a tough spot.
44% plus 127. Thank you, Noah. Just coming in clutch. Hey, but look. Look at that guy. Look at that guy right there. Pac-12. Look at all these squares taking Oregon State. Not me.
Look,
may lose his money.
SEC.
May lose his money, but at least it was a fun sweat. Anyways, all right. So SEC pick 'em. Let's do it now. And then
he's running away.
I know. We got to put a stop to it.
I like that.
And I've stopped trying to be like overly aggressive, like it really matters here.
I look great with the crown on. I do.
You got to put it on when you do these picks.
All right.
I got rushed. I'm sorry tonight.
Okay. Missouri, Georgia.
Georgia sweep.
Yeah, give me a 3-0, Georgia.
You were cheating because it's already gone off.
Well, obviously. I attest to it. I already played the team.
Okay, I don't know. The only score I know in college baseball tonight right now is I think Kentucky just went up. Is what's his name? Just put it in the chat.
Well, for sake of I can't fall behind any further, Javonte, USC stole 600 for me. That was your collab pick there, Q. UCI.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I thought y'all picked UC Irvine.
Nope.
Kentucky versus Auburn. Huh?
What?
What'd you say?
I said shows UC how much you pay attention.
I thought y'all picked UC Irvine.
UC Santa Barbara.
Against USC or UC San Diego? That's what it was, UC San Diego.
Yeah. Two weeks ago.
Yeah, I do pay attention.
Hey, Kentucky, we had last night, though.
Georgia Tech
versus Auburn. Q.
I'll go. 2-1 Kentucky this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, 2-1 Kentucky.
Why are y'all doing this? We're going to sit here and be the same. I said reverse jinx. I refuse to believe that Kentucky is better than Arkansas. Arkansas went 2-1 at Auburn.
I mean, I think tonight's going to decide the series. If Auburn wins tonight, they win the series. If they lose, they lose the series.
I almost want to go Auburn 1 or Auburn 2-1.
Yeah, Auburn 1-2. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Going Kentucky 2-1. South Carolina, Florida.
Florida 2-1. Not confident, but Florida 2-1.
Smitty.
Florida 2-1.
I'm going South Carolina 2-1. Screw it. Vanderbilt.
Making a move. A&M. Taking the inside lane.
Trying. Vandy, Texas A&M.
A&M 2-1.
I'm not going to do this 2 weeks in a row. Vanderbilt 2-1.
Vanderbilt.
Separate the boys from the men right here.
Vanderbilt. They win one. Texas A&M 2-1. Arkansas, Alabama.
Arkansas sweep.
I should have went first because now it looks like I'm copying.
Well, we're all copying each other.
Arkansas. I'm going to go back to that. How Kentucky just slowed their bats down. I think that's a great stat. And I know from weekend it can change and they can have an off night or here and there, but I'm going to go Arkansas 3-0.
I'm going, gosh, dang it. Why do y'all do this to me? Arkansas 3-0. Look like a homer. You know how hard it is to sweep on the road in the SEC?
Let alone one time. We're going for three in a row.
LSU. Yeah, now I've got to play with strategy and try to keep y'all from building the lead anymore. LSU, Tennessee, Q.
Oh, man.
I'll go first. He's gone first the last two, so I'll go first. I'm going to do Tennessee 2-1.
Okay. I also went Tennessee 2-1.
Damn it. That's where I was thinking, man. Do I go 3-0 to make the move knowing I'm probably going to lose that? I'll go 2-1. I got to say it in one last week.
All right. I'm going Tennessee 3-0 then. Just to be different.
There you go.
All right, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. This would be the one that I'd want no part of if I could pick.
Yeah. Mississippi State, 2-1.
I agree. 2-1, Mississippi State.
I'll be honest, I can see a sweep. 2-1. Rivalry series, they'll get one. Yep.
They'll get one.
Yeah.
All right, I went Ole Miss, 2-1. I just posted those there.
Well, this he'll either be dead or a massive recovery.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be like 20 points out of first after that.
What do those go to chat for?
Not sure why the comment showed up like that. That looks terrible, but I will put out the artwork this time. Okay, well, if that wraps it up, anything else y'all want to cover before we make the big announcement?
No. So, how many people are watching, by the way?
164.
That's it?
164 at the present moment, which we thank all 164 of you. So
yeah, we appreciate you guys.
Why am I nervous about
this? We should have 1,064.
Okay, so when we started this last year, it was out of a need for more college baseball content. That was something that Q and I both believed in wholeheartedly, that There was such a great opportunity to make money in this sport, but the lack of information was maddening, from not knowing what team was going to start what pitcher to finding advanced stats. And, you know, you could go subscribe to D1 Baseball, pay $140 to sometimes get stats to work. You'd have to log out, log back in. Anybody who's been a subscriber to D1, and it's no knock to them. I just feel like college baseball is growing at such a rapid rate that you've got to catch up. And D1 has done a lot here lately to really try to move the needle. But there was one thing that we kind of set out to set ourselves apart, which was doing these series previews. And I get emails and DMs all the time of like, hey, could you do some more series previews? And they are extremely taxing. I mean, to sit there and pull the graphics and put the design work together and
This isn't our full-time job, sadly. Full
stats and everything else. So, like, yes, I would love to. I would personally love to sit there and have a preview for every single matchup every single day. I can't do it. I can't do it by myself. But we partnered with a guy named Nick Dimit. I'm actually not sure how to pronounce his last name. I probably should have checked with him before that. But he has developed us a website that we're going to unveil right here. This is live. You may have already seen it if you were back in when we did College Baseball Insiders. That was our main brand before switching it over to NCAA Insiders. But this is our website, and it's all thanks to Nick. So basically our homepage, this is going to be where you can find the Week 8 preview. It will soon show the Week 9 preview after we upload this. You can click on team stats, and we've got everything from pitching, hitting. You can look. This is rated by basically our insider's power rating right now. It's got all of your advanced stats, XFIP, Sierra. If you go over to hitting, it's going to give you the WRC, WRC plus, and you can rank it all based on what team is at the top. And again, this is all live right now. You can go to it. But one of my favorite things about this is with Insiders Plus, which is all free for now, you can click on matchup preview. And just like these guides that we do for you guys, you can basically create your own guide. So let's just start with one and do
UCF and West Virginia. It's just
do it live right now. So click UCF. It for whatever reason, it's not showing you the box that pops up, but so home team UCF, who's the other one? Would you say
West Virginia or flip flop on West Virginia's home?
Okay. So UCF versus
West and it Virginia. Does matter for those that are, you know, you do have to flip flop because it does weigh things a little differently.
All right. And then you'll be able to select a starting pitcher. You know, who's starting.
Yeah, Aiden Major.
What about for it's Ben Vespe, right?
Yep.
So the starting pitchers are going to pop up. It's really weird that it's not showing it through here, but
yeah, I think it's just delayed.
Anybody that has started is going to be listed under a starting pitcher. So Ben Vespe, and then you click generate matchup, and here you have all of their stats side by side, color coded. Just like we do in the preview, you've got their win probability, RPI, strength schedule, record, everything that you can think of, the pitchers side by side. So,
again, and you can change it. You know, if you got a TBA, you know, and there's two or three guys that they've thrown all season, you can literally in real time, if you know the other team's pitching, you know, put that guy in, and then you can compare the three and see, you know, hey, they match up really poorly against these two guys, but this one they would have the advantage. So then you get into that. If this guy pitches, I'm taking this. And it's pretty cool that, you know, you have that in real time.
Yep. I'm very excited about it. There are still some kinks that we have to work through. Everything is not going to be 100% accurate right now. We're actually getting an update tonight, Nick said. So check it again tomorrow because what you find tonight may not be the same thing tomorrow. But
I think we're hitting at what, 64% on the projections?
Yeah.
And again, it's not run scores, it's value, it's projectivity just in the generalization.
So like let's do for instance, we'll do tomorrow's matchup with Alabama, Arkansas, Mason Molina. You've actually got a slight edge on Alabama with Greg Ferone over Molina, which is interesting. So something awesome that I feel like we could put to good use for you guys, and y'all play around with it. Let us know if you find out anything issue-wise with it that we need to pay attention to. Appreciate that. Getting a lot of love here in the comments. We appreciate it. This is all Nick right here. Just happy to have him on the team and willing to do this just out of a passion for college baseball.
Yeah, we could have done it without
him. We can share this with you guys because I feel like this is invaluable. It's something nobody else is doing. That whole matchup preview that we've kind of ran off with and done since last season, this, you can do it on the fly now. All you need to know is the starting pitcher. So that being said, boys, y'all have anything else to add? Y'all go
check
out.
Well, I was just going to add, it's got our previous guides. You know, if you are new to us, check out, you know, last year's playoff guides. There's three of them. This year's preseason guide. You know, just to give you an example of what we're going to produce, you know, for each playoff round, the regional, super regional, college world series. So it's not just the matchup preview that we offer. I think we have the only guide in college baseball right now. If there's another one, I haven't seen it. You know, I think it's state of the art. We crushed last year in each part. So this is, check it out and be ready for the next ones. And again, the new ones will be right on this website as well. So this is kind of your all go-to college baseball resource in one website.
Yeah. Smitty, anything else?
Yeah. You know, I'm so fortunate to have a chance to do this with these guys. And when I go and I've talked about this podcast, I have told people these two guys are the best in the game. And I'm just fortunate that right now I call myself the third wheel, which I'm happy to be the third wheel. And just, I dove into this a lot last year. It was very successful. And it's a great sport to gamble. Sometimes the bullpen alert, we joke around a lot. It can give you a lot of gray hairs. But yeah, we're doing great things here. So really check this out and tune in and check the site out. Check the guides out. We're putting in a lot of hard work. So let's keep crushing it, boys.
Yeah, I appreciate the love, guys. Y'all hit that subscribe button.
Yep.
Go tell all your friends. This is an absolutely free resource to help you win bets in college baseball. It's a sport we love. We love covering it, trying to bring more attention to the game. We do it for the people. Q, for Mills, Smitty, and myself, we will see you on Monday for the recap show. Smitty on brand over here. Thank you guys so much for the love tuning in. We'll see you next week. Use that preview this weekend. Let us know of any problems you have with it. Thanks, guys.